Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The smallest move can spark the biggest debate.
Yes, it's good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
You are so anxious to get to Jerk or Justified, aren't you?
I rickrolled myself.
You totally did.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
All right, let's wake up. We do have Jerk or Justified, but it's like an hour and a half from now, so hold on. Slow down, kid.
You know what it is? You know why you're out of sorts today? Already?
Because I didn't get any sleep last night?
No. Why? Nope. It has nothing to do with your lack of sleep. It has nothing to do with your kid has strep throat. It has everything to do with your phone case. What the hell is that?
What do you mean my phone case?
It looks like a teenage girl's phone case.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See? Well, my other one I made, so...
It's a bright yellow. It looks like a beehive.
Okay, yeah. But so here's the thing. See how it's like...
You 3D printed it.
Yeah, it's squishy, and I ran out of the black, so I only have yellow left.
Yeah, well, it looks like a teenage...
Well, thank you. Actually, I find it more often when I can't find it around the house.
It's bright yellow.
Yeah, why not?
It's neon yellow.
Why not? Right? Why not? So, yeah, you're right. I guess maybe you are right. Maybe
it's just... so does not fit your personality at all. At all.
Then what kind of case should I have on my phone that would fit my personality?
Not that you're just simple black. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? If you laid out a whole bunch of phones, you could pretty much tell whose phone is who, if you know the people well enough.
You have like a 65-year-old man's phone.
I do.
Case.
I do. It's like a leather case, and it's like my wallet, too.
I know.
I hate carrying purses and stuff. But
me
then
too.
Again, I kick myself because when someone, like, you know, when I need a mint or a gum or something or lipstick, I don't have anything because
all you have is your phone case. Right. Yeah. That's funny.
65-year-old man phone case is mine, and yours is a 13-year-old girl.
I've got the 13-year-old girl phone case. Wonderful.
I thought it was Ellie's phone. I thought accidentally you brought Ellie's, like, fake phone in.
This is the play school of my first cell phone. Anyway.
Do you feel weird using it?
No, I don't give a crap.
Oh,
this,
okay.
This does, like, okay. I don't associate the phone case with the personality. Like,
oh, you don't?
It's got to fit my wardrobe. Ooh, it's got, no.
Oh, yeah, you
it's
have to do that.
Purely for protection of a $1,000 computer.
Okay, excuse me. I'm just going to say it. Mm. That is not protecting your phone because it's 3D printed and it's just. No, there's no way. Let me drop your phone.
It's
your phone.
It's already broken.
if you trust...
It's not an otter box, okay? You can't launch it off a building, but it's way more protected than it would have been.
Okay,
it's
let's
rubbery.
See.
It's don't. I don't want you dropping my phone. It's already cracked.
Let's do a test. Let's test your 3D printing abilities.
Well, here. Here. Here, try this.
No, because no, don't give it to
feel
me.
It. It's rubbery and no, it's protective. Yeah, it's not hard plastic. It's kind of squishy and rubbery.
Yeah, I don't know if this will protect a phone.
So it provides. I dropped it yesterday.
The ugliest. This is the only option they gave you?
Oh no.
Well, this is the ugliest one. Why'd you pick this?
It was the quickest print.
No offense, but
so like another one that I could print would be like 4.5 hours, but that was like 45 minutes. So I'm just like, bam.
This looks like you took, this looks like it's Christmas time and you took some paper and you tried to make a snowflake and it didn't turn out right.
It's actually a Japanese design called Viori, believe it or not. It's actually a very appealing high design.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
he always does
that. Now that you ask.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Highbrow it's with your neon phone.
It's time. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Damn. It's time to, yeah. See, I have one more bill to pay, and then it's time to upgrade because this is like done. It's a 15. I need the 17. The 17 was just announced coming out in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Got to upgrade.
Yeah, you gotta.
Got to.
How are you living life right now?
No doubt.
Oh, you poor thing.
I'm on an iPhone 15. That's like old school.
I don't know if I feel bad for you or.
It's like I got a flip phone or something.
Who do we feel more bad for? The people on the pickleball court in Penfield when the rocks came cascading down? Jimmy Kimmel or Scott Spazzano?
I feel for all of us. Okay, 6 o'clock hour. What's up? It's Spazzano and Sandy here on 98.9 The Buzz. Welcome to our Thursday live studio audience coming in at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm Scott Spazzano and Sandy Waters right there. We're going to see plenty of sun today. Maybe clouds for later this afternoon, but there's still going to be about 81. Tomorrow's like 68. So if you want the heat again. Okay, all right, cool.
Jill Schlesinger from CBS Mornings, she's the business analyst on CBS Mornings.
Yes,
but she's also on Spazzano and Sandy.
Yeah, she's our gal.
Yeah, she's coming up in before 7 o'clock, actually.
Yeah.
So if you have a money question you want to ask, you can even change your name. You can even change the sound of your voice if it's too personal. But she is the best at giving money advice. So if you want to come on the air with us, let us know.
Yeah,
818-2899.
Yeah, we're all here. Jimmy Kimmel Live is off the air indefinitely because of what Jimmy said about Charlie Kirk. And that is the big news of the day.
Oh, yeah. You're going to hear all about that. What does that even mean, by the way?
What's that?
Did they use the word suspended or just off the air indefinitely?
Off the air indefinitely.
What does that mean, indefinitely?
I don't know. That means you're suspended.
But what does that mean?
That means you...
What does indefinitely mean?
That means that may or may not be back. But you're still employed, right? Because if they said he was terminated or fired or the show was canceled, then you got a different deal. I think probably because it's not just Jimmy Kimmel. It's like there's like 200 people behind him.
I know.
And him. Yeah, that's a big chunk of people. It's not just, woo, he's so brilliant. He does it all himself. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? How do you think indefinitely? How is this going to play out? When do you think he's going to be back? Is he going to be back?
Oh, God, I can't predict this.
Just take a stab at it.
Nah.
Come on. You're a betting man.
Unfortunately, I don't know.
I think he's going to be back
in
2 months. No, next month. He'll be back next month.
I think so.
No,
I think he's done. They're going to be indefinitely, and then they're going to put the nail in the coffin.
Well, hang on a second.
Not that I can't say how
I
feel about it. But
the other show...
Colbert.
Okay, is totally done, right?
No, he's May of next year. He'll be finished.
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
It's going to be done.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Right. He's not now.
What was the other? Is it the late night shows? Like, is anyone watching the late night shows anymore? Nobody's staying up late to watch the late night shows, are we?
Yeah. I guess they get decent ratings, but I haven't.
Somebody tell me. I don't know if that's true.
All right, let me look it up and you. Yeah,
you just talk out your.
Well, I've heard of all the plethora of all kinds of things. I hear that
they
make money. They make millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, it doesn't mean people are watching.
Oh, okay.
They make money. Okay, fine. They get advertisers to advertise because of the name, but are people really in real time? I'm talking in real time. Oh, not like, hey, let me go back and check out the YouTube or let me see their Instagram reel. In real, I don't know. It's not like it was.
What?
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Late night TV.
Stephen Colbert, 2.4 million viewers.
It sounds like a lot to us, but is that really a lot?
1.
Like, what was
7,
it back 7, in the
1.9?
What was it back in the peak of his career?
I don't know. I don't have any questions answered like this.
Chatty, what was his? How many viewers in the peak? Because I don't know. I think this is their way to be like, maybe you're right. Maybe he won't be back in a month, like I said. Maybe it will be like never.
I mean, it's always been a staple of TV. That's where, you know, you see the celebrities and you see all the people that are starring in movies and you see all these bands. And that's like that. That's the place at night. I kind of feel bad that he's gone, or if he's completely gone. He's very, very talented. I don't care how much money he makes. That doesn't affect me.
That's a good question.
I know.
Wait,
that's
a
your
minute.
Thing, right?
Well, when you hear of somebody being let go or suspended indefinitely, how do you judge your sympathy? Is it just you feel bad no matter what? Is it why they're suspended? Is it how well off they are? Are they going to bounce right back? You gotta, without a doubt, not feel as bad for Jimmy Kimmel. He's fine. He doesn't have to work another day in his life, probably.
I don't care about the money part.
You don't?
No, you're beyond the money part.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
The talent, not just him. He's like the top of the pyramid. He's got the big beacon. But all that people underneath him, all the creatives and all that kind of stuff, that's brilliant stuff. That's so hard to do. Like Colbert, same thing. I mean, that's all a mass effort of hundreds of people making this thing happen. It's an institution. That late night slot is an institution in itself.
Okay. So, yeah, that is a true statement.
Yes.
But now I'm talking about just the regular when you hear of somebody being suspended. Now, take Jimmy Kimmel as our example today, mm-hmm. as you wake up and hear the news that Jimmy mm-hmm. Kimmel is indefinitely. Mm-hmm. But whenever you hear anybody suspended, a politician does this. I mean, how many, you know, local politicians get suspended?
What do you mean?
Teachers or whatever. What do you feel? Is it just overall anybody gets indefinitely let go? It bums you out. You feel bad for them?
No. It depends on the situation. You know, if you're touching kids and you get fired, I don't feel bad for you.
Okay, you always take it to the extreme. Obviously, no one's going to feel bad for that
If
person.
I don't know what you did, then I can't feel either way. If somebody gets suspended from here, what did they do? I don't know. What did they do? If I find out what they did, then I make a decision whether I feel bad for them or not.
Oh, so based on what they did. Okay.
Basically, when you get suspended for something, you've done something.
Well, that's just...
Or didn't do something.
Sometimes it's a point of view. Sometimes it's an opinion.
Yeah, right. Truly. Very true.
I don't know. So
I guess he planned on to address that backlash last night, Jimmy Kimmel, on the air, for what he had said. They never gave him a chance.
Mm.
So that's that.
All right. Well, in the meantime, who knows what's going to be on? Did they say?
Reruns of Bluey. I don't know.
Are they doing
it? I don't know.
I don't know if they're doing fill-in celebrities.
I don't think they've even said yet. And I wasn't up last night to see it. So,
of course you weren't.
No.
And nobody else was.
That's right.
No,
nobody watches late night television.
Well, I don't know. Somebody will call up if you love it. If you watch late night television, 818-2899. Coming up in just a few minutes here. So this was a big announcement I saw everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What is coming to Rochester that mm-hmm. we should be so excited about?
Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of something coming.
$190 million pouring into Rochester, New York.
Spezzano and Sandy.
It is live audience Thursday, 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy, hello to you. Bus stop time, 6:21.
Okay, $190 million. That's the economic boost Rochester got the last time this was in town. And big announcement yesterday. The PGA is coming back to Oak Hill.
Yeah, now.
Wait,
I have to do a golf clap.
Yeah. 2035.
That freaked me out.
2035? We're already planning? Jeez.
That
I'm
freaked
exhausted
me out.
Just by that.
That freaked me out.
Why did it freak you out?
Because I'll be dead.
Well, how about that to turn the... I don't know. What do you want me to say? I don't know what to say now.
I hear you, Scott, but it's true. In 10 years, am I going to live 10 more years?
Yes, you are. You're so young. 10 years, people are living to 100
something. All right,
something.
So, okay, yeah.
Absolutely. I'll wheel you out there.
I'll be 73.
That's so young. Come on.
Oh, you've been calling me old your whole life. Now I'm
young. But now, right here, right now, I need to say you're young. No, you're young.
And my daughter will be in 11th grade. I need to stay around longer than that.
Hold on. She's going to be a junior in 2035?
Well, she's in first grade. In 10 years, she'll be in 11th grade.
Oh, man. Well, where's my kids going to be? Oh, my God. My kid might be...
You're going to be a grandma.
Wait. Hold on a second. When you think about life that way, isn't that weird? So when the Oak Hill... When the PGA comes to
back,
Oak Hill...
Yeah.
My older kid will probably have... Starting a family?
You're hoping.
She's definitely not living in the house anymore.
Well,
oh my gosh.
She'll be 31. She shouldn't be. But she may have to because
of
what's going on.
Oh my God,
wait
a minute. In 2035?
Yeah.
I'm going to be an empty nester?
Yeah, because your 16-year-old will be 26.
Oh my God, she's going to be. Wait, I'm having a moment.
In 2032, you should be an empty nester.
Yeah, but our lives are going to be so different.
7 years from now. In 7 years from now, you're going to have an empty house. Seven Christmases.
Okay, now I know you're all thinking the same thing. What is my life going to look like? I'm going to have a 26-year-old and a 31-year-old.
Correct. Like I have right now.
They're going to both be living their lives.
Yeah.
I'm going to be crying waiting for their phone call every day.
You will become your mom. You're going to become your mom.
I am.
Yes.
I'm going to be full-blown Paula. Or if she likes to be called Paula.
Paula.
She hated it when she came here to this country.
Right.
And they, P-A-U-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
She always wanted it P-A-O-L-A.
Paula.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, wow. Just, do you run your life like that? I always run my life in like...
No.
You run your life by money and what stuff cost. I run my life by how much time.
But that's sad. Like, I'm really sad now. Like, I can't...
Me too.
I'm like going to be a wreck for the rest of the day.
Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Good morning, Jill. How are you this morning? Going on your big bike ride today, huh? For three straight days to raise money?
Yeah. So going up today to Boston and then riding my bicycle from Boston to New York.
Wow.
Unbelievable. What was I thinking? Why am I doing this?
I feel like you said that before.
Why am I doing this? Why didn't you stop me?
I know.
By the way, congratulations to Scotty, who I owe a bottle of scotch to him. I wanted to make sure I did this hit before I left so I could acknowledge to everybody that I knew I was making the worst bet ever.
Yeah.
With Scotty.
Because
what did I say? So how could it only be getting 6.5 points?
Yeah, it was actually minus six. I thought it was a dash. So it was even minus six.
Last Sunday's game.
Yeah.
Last Sunday's Bills game.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Horrendous.
I know.
Horrendous. But it's okay. I still love your Bills, and I owe you a bottle of scotch.
All right. That's
and we're thinking about that. I got to think like how I'm going to get this to you because the organization I used to use, Drizzly, is like out of business now. I got to make sure I got to get you a bottle.
Figure it out. Maybe I'll just come to you and you will hand it to me. We'll figure it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, congratulations to your Bills. That's all.
Thank you very much. And they are playing tonight. Yes.
Tonight. Yeah. I know. You had to figure out what day of the week we're at.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to, we got Shane on the phone for you, Jill. He's got some questions here. Let's see.
This
up. Hey, Shane, you there? Dude, I got her.
All right. Good morning.
All right. So what's your question for Jill? What do you want to know? I mean, we're talking money here.
I'm overworked and underemployed. And
funny.
I would love a side hustle to make money to move into entrepreneurship. The biggest barrier that I have is that my wife needs to feel good about it, so she's okay with me making that change. So I really need something that is going to go and pop.
So going from a steady stream of income to a maybe
Stream of income.
Yeah.
But have you done something that is like alluring to you? Is there something that you're considering so far, like as you contemplate this?
I mean, as I drive around not wanting to be at work and realizing that I'm undervalued and overused, mm-hmm. it's like everything is a possibility for me.
Wow.
Okay. So, but are you the main breadwinner? Does your wife also work?
Wife also works, and she does make more money than me.
Yeah.
I love that about her.
Start a family and be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is something to that, but I mean, you guys have kids? Like, what's going on?
No kids, just pets.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I love that too. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, no, like the obligation is to yourselves. You would be able to get benefits through your wife. Mm. But, you know, I still think that when you're thinking beyond like, oh, the steady drumbeat of like, oh, I hate my job or whatever, it is important to keep the job so that you can at least get a paycheck while you are exploring other things. So, you know, you have to really go towards what is interesting to you. So it could be that like, hey, you know what? I really do love selling stuff. Like I have an avocation, I'm a golfer and I want to sell golf clubs. Or gosh, you know, I really love the idea of being in a restaurant business or a franchise or something like that. But you got to dip your toe in something. And I would never dip my toe in anything by just bailing on my steady income. I would do it while I had that. That's how like side hustles develop. It's like on the side while I'm doing this terrible job that I hate, and I start to explore this. And so I would just talk to people who used to do cool things. They're like, tell me about what you do, or get involved with somebody who's like, hey, I own a small business. If you think that business is a cool business, tell me about that. It's almost like treat it as an interview process. Hmm. And that way you can at least start to say, what's interesting to me? What would be something I'd want to further explore?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it really does make sense that you'd be out, you know, talking to people and networking, and you never know when an opportunity would drop in your lap.
How do you plan the budget? I feel like that's the screaming question here, too, right?
Well, I mean, listen, I think that the part of the budget is that until you know what it is, it's hard to start planning, right? Yeah. So oftentimes people will do, like, all right, let's use Scott as an example, right?
Okay,
Scott, you've got these side hustles, right?
Yeah.
Your other things. So, like, if you came to a place where you were like, I love radio, but, you know, this other thing is really has great opportunity and I can keep doing it longer, then the question would be, okay, if I stopped working full-time doing the thing I'm doing and then I start really focusing on my side hustle income, for a period of time I'd make less money. How would my household manage that? Could we afford it? Do we have money saved for that? And so maybe while you're still working in like that drudgery of a job at Shane that you're thinking about, this is that you start building up your savings. There are two really important components to like major resets in your career. One is to make sure you've got a tight lid on those expenses and debt. Like if you've got outstanding credit card debt, I'd try to pay that off before I ever started doing something separate.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If you've got very little money in savings, I'd build up those savings. And then if you have an opportunity, like if you said, you know, people do all sorts of things like, hey, you know, I'm really good at the piano. I'm going to do piano lessons, or I really want to tutor kids because I feel good about that and it makes me feel awesome. You start to say, how much money can I make? And what is the transition period between doing what I'm doing now and building up that business? And some people love a side hustle just as a side hustle. Scotty, I think you said to me once that, like, you're not so sure you'd want to do the side hustle as a full-time thing, but as a side thing, it feels good. Is that right?
Yeah, it's true. And I think a lot of times if you find a side hustle that you really love and you want to leave your drudgery job, like you said, you've got to be so committed to that side hustle when that becomes the pain in the ass job. Right.
Well, I mean, we are talking about work. I mean, I know that I certainly love what I do, but there are aspects of what I do that I despise. You know, I love talking to people about their money. I love doing my podcast, but I don't love getting woken up at 3:30 in the morning because of breaking news.
I know.
Like, that's
right.
Not fun for me. And so, you know, and so there are parts of your job that are definitely drudgery. And, you know, it's sort of like, I hate to compare it to this, but it's like a relationship, you know, like you love your spouse, you have the best spouse, it's great, but everyone goes through hard times. So don't just bail because, you know, you're going through a hard time. But if you also are thinking that the plate, like you're underutilized, then it is possible that you might be able to find something else out there. It's just that the job market's very tough right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's like a lot of sitting on hands of big hires. You know, people just don't want to hire before they see what's going on in the economy. And so, you know, the question is, do I hate what I do? Do I hate the company I do it for? Do I hate my industry? Then is it really a side hustle that I'm seeking, or am I seeking a job in a different company?
Yeah.
So these are all questions.
All right. Shane, how's that? You got a lot of stuff today, man.
Shane, this awesome. Will be
I better learn how to juggle. It's the only way I'm going to figure this out.
Yes, yeah.
This will be a podcast, too, on the Breakfast Buzz or Spisano and Sandy. You can search it out, and you can list it on repeat, because I feel like there was so much information here, you're going to have to listen it.
Yeah.
And I'll listen back over and over.
I definitely will.
Or you can follow up, and, you know, obviously, you know, you can just send me a note. You know, you can just go to my website, jillonmoney.com. In the upper right hand corner, there's a contact us button. And just say, like, I'm Shane from Rochester. I spoke to you. I want to keep talking to you about this. Like, I'm happy to kind of dive deeper. But, you know, listen, I wrote a book about this. It's called The Great Money Reset. It's because people like you always come on my show and talk about these things. And, you know, we're talking sort of some of the emotional and psychological aspects of it, and then also the financial aspects of it. And, you know, the two are kind of intertwined when you're thinking about these kinds of big changes.
Yeah. Hey, Shane, just, you know, this is a free call, but you should go to Jill's website and pick up the Great Money Reset just to kind of reciprocate.
Okay. Scotty, selling books.
That's his third side hustle, selling books for Jill Schlesinger.
Jill, you're the best. We love you. Have a great, we wish you all the best and no blown tires on your 3-day trip from Boston to New York on your bike.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Take care, you too.
All right. Love you. See you next week.
Okay, bye. Bye, Shane. Thanks for calling.
Shane, thanks, man. Take it easy, man. Okay, bye. All right. We got 6:47 now on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy.
All right. Still to come on the show, the Bills. Yep. The Buffalo Bills play again tonight.
Yes.
So that means Buffalo Bills trivia is coming up. Play along at home. Or you can go up against Scotty.
Yeah,
if you're brave enough.
818-2899.
Also, a jerker justified the... What, okay. Yeah, I was almost going to blow it, what it is.
It's okay. You can blow it. People want to tune into it.
Something happened in line at the East Ave Wegmans.
Okay, cool. We'll just leave it at that.
If fun had a morning show, it'd be this one. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning, Thursday. How you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. We're going to got live studio audience coming in about an hour from now. It'll be awesome. I had a revelation about that.
I'll tell you about it
in a little bit. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh,
figures.
No.
Oh, no.
Wait, what does that even mean?
So the people coming in, I actually met, and my wife was with me. And let me see, what do I say? It has to do with my fashion.
Ah.
And I just realized it just before I cracked this mic open right now that I think I'm going to be in trouble. Okay, so Buffalo Bills play tonight. Bills Mafia, Ken on the line, but I've got I usually play the Bills shout song, but I don't want to burn it out, so I found another one. Here we go.
The Buffalo Bills are back. So gather round and grab a snack. It's the time of year where we all cheer. The wait is over, it's finally here. Bring on the competition, we're ready to go. Yeah. You'll remember the night that you played Buffalo. All over Western New York, the people are cheering. We're what the rest of the teams are fearing.
That's right, baby.
Let's go, Buffalo Bills.
Where did you find
it? Yay! Bill's off to the can!
Is it a local? Are those local
guys? TikTok.
Oh, okay.
You heard the song, right?
That answered my question.
Give it away. What do you think, Ken?
No.
Kill it. Done. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Just say it's dumb.
It's done. It's
done. Dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Hi, buddy. What's going on? You ready?
Very ready.
Do a little bit of Bills trivia here. Last week, you wiped the field with me last week.
I like that you're doing a football reference right there. I like that. I was impressed. You should regain some points for that.
There's no points for that.
None whatsoever.
Okay, multiple choice today or not?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, God. So let me see. Let's take bets if Scott's going to nail it or not.
No, I'm not going to nail it. If it's not multiple choice, I don't have a chance.
I kind of feel like you will. I think you...
It's even easier than last week's question.
Great.
You found difficult, but
I feel like you will get this answer right. Okay. Not only because I have faith in you, but I think you walked in the studio today with a little sense of more confidence than you normally do.
Yeah.
You're looking good. You got that bright yellow phone case. Looks like a teenage girl's phone case.
Matters.
I think... It's live audience Thursday. You get excited. I think.
Okay, you've talked enough. Go, Ken.
I think.
Okay.
Jesus.
He's what? So mean to me.
just drag it out.
Okay.
Go ahead, buddy.
I hope you fail miserably and look like an idiot.
Good. Sounds good. So you placing a bet or not?
No, never mind. We're done here.
No,
I'm
bad.
Done.
Okay, well, bet on me failing, then I owe you.
No, I'm done talking. You told me to stop talking.
I'll make you a phone case. All right, Ken, what do you got?
Okay. What former All-Pro safety signed with Miami for the 2024 season after being released by the Bills, only to return this past offseason, stating that he's coming home? Do you need me to give you choices, Scott? I can give you choices if you need me to.
I need choices. I have no idea. Captain Crunch?
Okay, so we'll give you Micah Hyde. Jordan Poyer. Tre'Davious White. Or Rasul Douglas.
Oh, it'd be Tre'Davious White.
No.
Oh.
He's not even a safety. He's a corner.
Oh, I knew that. Sandy. Would you
this
help
is
me?
Karma right now. No, I'm not
karma.
Helping you. You were so mean to me. This is karma. I put the malak on you.
She put the malak on me. Okay. Micah Hyde.
No.
I knew that.
Jeez.
My guy came back last year, but he's retired now.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he's retired Ken said now. This is so easy.
Is it?
You didn't need multiple choice.
There are people out there screaming at their radio right now.
I'm sure there are.
Ken, who is it?
Jordan Poyer.
Right, I knew that. Okay, yeah. Jordan Poyer's back?
He is.
I thought he never left. But I guess he did.
No, he was with Miami last year.
I guess he did. All right.
Well,
it's going to be another route tonight, I think. What do you do? What do you think?
Absolutely, it is.
Miami, yeah. Miami's 0-2, right?
Yeah, and the, no, they didn't look even remotely decent in either loss.
So you want to give a, will it be a shutout? What do you think?
You know, I'm going to give 34-10, but ooh. I feel like I'm being generous giving Miami 10.
Wow.
Really?
They could shut them out, but I mean, the Bills do have some defensive players missing tonight, so.
All right, okay. Yes, true, very true. Okay, so let's go 34-10 and being generous, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, go Bills.
Go Bills!
Go Bills! Let's go Buffalo! Let's go Buffalo! The Bills make me wanna shout!
Jerker Justified is coming up. You decide the moral compass in Rochester. What happened in line at the East Ave Wegmans?
98.9 The Buzz. We all have those moments. Was it wrong or was it right? Let's find out on Spizzetto and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right now, let's go here on the 98.9 The Buzz.
And you know, it's kind of weird because yesterday, this is like back-to-back, 2 days in a row, awkward waiting in line moments. Yesterday it was the Grease Lowe's, and today it's what happened in line at the East Avenue Wegmans.
Yes.
And we got a voicemail from Trisha, actually.
Right off the free Odyssey app.
I was laughing yesterday, Scott, when you jokingly mentioned the couple making out in line. Yes, that did happen to me, waiting in line at the East Ave Wegmans. Please put it in Jerk or Justified.
That's awesome.
No way.
That was like my joke, and it was actually happening.
We're like, did that really ever happen to anyone? And sure enough, Trisha left us a voice message.
And hey, whenever you leave a voice message on the Odyssey app, make sure if you want to come on the air and tell us the full story, make sure you leave your phone numbers. We'll get back to you.
Okay? Yeah, we couldn't get a hold of Trisha, but that was funny.
Man.
So, inline PDA.
Yeah.
The official case is now on. 818-2899 is how you can reach out to us or on socials or on the free Odyssey app, that voice message.
How did I say it yesterday? It was like, I didn't say PDA. I'm like, it's like they were like,
it was
the old couple sucking face.
Oh, that's
sucking
what it was.
Yeah, they were sucking face.
Okay. So, hold on a second.
What?
Does it matter if it's an old couple or a young couple?
It's just the fact that you're witnessing something that's a little too much information.
You love PDA.
Right? Yeah.
You absolutely.
Seeing people making out in front of, in line.
Would you say something? If you were Trisha, in line at the Wegmans East Ave, would you say anything?
No. I would, if anything,
would you stare?
I'd put it in for Jerk or Justified.
I know, right?
It's the ultimate judgment zone. Spizzano and Sandy's Jerk. Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
I was laughing yesterday, Scott, when you jokingly mentioned the couple making out in line. Yes, that did happen to me, waiting in line at the East Ave Wegmans. please put it in Jerk or Justified.
So we are. And this is, if you're new to Spizzano and Sandy, welcome. If you're new to Jerk or Justified, this is where we decide the moral compass in Rochester. So you have to call in 818-2899, reach out to us on socials, and just let us know. What do you feel about that, a couple making out in line, Jerk or Justified?
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen anybody like getting all handsy and kissy-kissy in line or not.
Now, we say you can reach out to us on social. We say you can leave us a voice message. But, you know, some people take it a whole other level. And Mandy decided to show up in the studio to cast her vote.
Okay.
What do you
say? Supposed to make a delivery.
Yes, you did.
I would say if it's a younger couple, it's more of a jerk move because that's just rude. Yeah. But, like, if it's an older couple, because they're cute and if they've been in love for that long, I mean, come on. Let's cut them a break.
Do we have to divide this into two separate cases?
I don't know.
It's just one or the other,
I kind of feel the same way, you have to lean in one or the other direction. Yeah.
I kind of lean more towards jerk than more justified.
Yeah.
Jerk? Yeah.
Well, what if it's just a instead of a...
She's saying they're sucking face like it's more than just a peck on the cheek. She's talking like...
Are you okay with a peck on the lip? Like a little kiss on the
lip? A little kiss, yes, that's fine. But the full on, like, tongue down the throat, like...
Scott, do you draw the line with kiss and then into making out? Or is it all or nothing?
I'm going to say... tonsil hockey, no, but no. Like a kiss is a cute little, like I see people like, oh hi, and they give each other a kiss, yeah. Like when they see each other at Wegmans.
It's lying. They're not just they came in together.
Like my husband's going out to the car to start it up for something, and he gives me a quick kiss. You know, that's one thing, but he's not going to sit there and play tonsil hockey with me.
But if you're standing in line and it's awkward anyway when you're waiting behind somebody.
Fair, yeah.
So I'm going to say. Right. I'm going to say jerk.
Oh, you're saying jerk?
What do you call it? 818-289.
Mandy, you're saying jerk?
I'm saying jerk.
Yeah.
I'm saying justified.
Come on!
Really?
No, there's not enough love in the world.
Well, that's true.
Does it make me feel uncomfortable? Sure, but it's like young love. Even if it's young, I think that's cute because we've all been there, right? Like, count how many times a day do you actually... make out after you've been married for 10 plus years.
Like it's point.
Right? So it's almost like, oh, you guys, just enjoy it. Don't lose that moment.
But there's
don't
a time and
romance.
A place for things. And I don't think standing in line at Wegmans or Lowe's or any place is a time or a place for that.
Would you be like, oh, how cute? Would you say something?
Well, no, I'm not going to say anything. No. But a part of me would be like, oh, I remember when we couldn't get our hands off of each other.
Would you do it with Mike?
Danger?
No, I don't like PDA. He doesn't like PDA. We're not PDA people.
Yeah.
But I can't hate on those who do PDA.
Call us up at 818-289-9, vote jerk or justified. Okay.
Messages are coming in. Yep. Justified, honestly, if you're in line for groceries, keep your hands to yourself. Oh, wait. Huh. No, that means jerk. You mean jerk.
Yes.
You mean jerk. Okay. Public makeouts in a grocery line, ? Totally inappropriate.
Man.
Oh, man, that's another jerk. Hold on. I'm looking for a justified. I mean, people are allowed to have fun, right? It's awkward, but harmless. That's it. It's harmless.
It is harmless. You're right. But...
Okay. Is it, though? I mean, you've got a young child. Would you want that to be modeled for Ellie?
Oh, that's a good point, Mandy. Okay,
if they're doing, like, the retch-around, that's different. If they're kissing in line and it's...
So would you feel uncomfortable with Ellie there? Is that why you're putting your tailing under jerk?
I would, yeah. And
wait, let me think. Hold on. What kind of making out are we doing? I mean,
would you want your daughters being doing it in the line? If your daughter was with a boyfriend and they were making out in a line, would you be?
I can't help but think it's just young love.
Okay.
It's like a place where
she's got her
enough.
Point.
Yeah.
And if you're old and you're doing that,
even better.
Yeah, that is like.
All right. So where are we at? I lost track.
We're officially.
I thought so, yeah.
This.
There you go.
Jerk.
Yeah. I should play Keep Your Hands to Yourself. But
yeah. Oh, there you go.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
We don't kiss enough, love enough, hug enough. Okay. Coming up on the show, we got live audience Thursday. We're going to do shots. We're going to make everybody feel very uncomfortable with Keep It PG. And we haven't talked about it yet, but we have to talk about what the heck is going on in Penfield.
Okay. Something smelly up there.
So smelly, I can taste it.
Mm.
Spezzano and Sandy, like your neighbors. If your neighbors had a microphone, 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right. Good morning. It's Thursday at 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy, here we go. It's the live studio audience. Here we go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Sip it up and raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. Shot, 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 shot.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Leslie and Isaiah.
Yeah. Okay. Shot.
What you've been waiting for all week, hasn't it been?
That's exactly what we've been waiting for all week. You know it.
Leslie, good morning. And Isaiah, hello again, dude.
Hey, how are you?
I know this guy. I met you at the reveal of the Rochester Women's Magazine Men's Edition gathering that we did.
Okay, Isaiah, he is very self-conscious right now.
Yeah.
Very. Did you notice? And first, I'm going to ask you, and you be brutally honest, because the minute you walk in the studio, everything has to be 100% honesty.
But first, you got to qualify it. He's a photographer. He was covering the event. He's also does. How would you describe it? Wardrobe consultant, fashion image consulting.
Well, I would say I am a serialpreneur, right? So I tend to help people when it comes to their fashion sense.
Okay.
So you enhance their brand.
So now, did you notice anything when you walked in the studio and looked and yeah, did you just notice anything?
Absolutely. The first thing I noticed was like, I miss you in this shirt.
You did notice. I didn't think you were going to remember.
Listen to this story. So I get this new shirt, right? And it's kind of nice, so I'm like, I'm going to wear this to that event. So I ironed all the creases out of it and got all ready to go. And I met my wife. You met Jill, right?
Correct.
My wife, Jill.
Yeah.
And you know, we got talking and found out. And Jill's like, oh, you got to give this guy a makeover. He needs some fashion sense. And here I am today. This is the second time I've ever worn this shirt. I wear it today. I had no idea.
Of all days.
Have you noticed that
meant
stuff?
To be.
You got to pay attention. You know,
I guess
to be.
So.
So
well,
that means yes. You got to let me give you a makeover.
Okay, that's a deal. I will. And
second time's a charm.
Is it true you never wear something twice in public?
In fashion, yes.
That's too much
in
pressure.
Fashion, yes.
That is way too much pressure.
We'll give you a pass. You're good.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. Because it's radio, which is okay.
This is true.
It's not television, even though you can see this video online anytime soon.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Thanks. Welcome, guys. Thanks.
Leslie, it must be hard working with him. He's your partner in business, and you can't rewear anything twice?
Well, yeah. I mean, he does definitely set the bar really high, right?
Yeah.
I already thought that I was a pretty decent dresser, mm-hmm. and then Isaiah and I met, and anytime we're together, I'm like, all right, what's he going to wear? Now I got to take it up about, I don't know, six or seven notches, right? Because you don't want to, you know, I don't want to dress down. Like, even today, I was like, oh, I could probably wear jeans and a t-shirt. I'm in the studio,
sure,
right? And then
yeah.
I'm like, oh, Isaiah will be
yes,
there.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm in a dress.
It's Raise the Bar Isaiah, man. That's so cool that you're here. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. It's weird that you guys, how you got in together here, right?
Yes. Yes.
She filled out the form on 989thebuzz.com, and that's how you can if you want to ever join in on the conversation on Thursday, live audience Thursday.
But did you know that he and I had met before?
I did not.
Isn't that
I
crazy?
Did not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And so the night that I told him that I had filled out the form, I'm like, hey, I did this kind of wild thing. We probably won't get picked, but guess what? And then he's like, wait, Scott and
right.
Sandy? Like,
yeah.
Wait, I just met Scott. And so it was very, I was like, well, there's the sign. And
exactly.
I crossed my fingers. And about, I think about 2 days later, you contacted me, Sandy.
Yeah.
So
actually, you're the only people who've filled out the form.
No, we are actually booked through the end
it.
Of November.
Yeah.
To believe it or not.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Yeah. So go to 989 to Buzz and pop in. We'll see you next year.
I know, right? Okay. So now, do you know what's in store for this hour that you're with us?
Absolutely not.
Okay, very good.
A lot of shots and laughter.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And Keep It PG is
okay,
coming up
keep
next.
Keep It PG.
Yes.
So, I know, look at the look on Isaiah's face. Can you keep it PG? You're
going
to have
try.
To. Don't
okay.
get us fired here.
Oh, that's what I do. I keep it PG all the time.
Okay, good. Good.
Okay.
The Buzz.
I'm The Buzz. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. Doing this thing in the mornings for 26 to 28 years. We're like an average waistline thing. 26 to 28.
We forgot. We lost track of count. Okay. So, Leslie, Isaiah, welcome to the studio.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in for
Thank
Live Audience
so
Thursday.
Much.
You're welcome.
And now we are going to make, we just met, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You met
yep.
Isaiah before already,
yeah.
Scotty, but
yeah,
we
yeah.
just all met, and now we're going to make you feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, perfect.
Okay? Okay,
time
very
keep
good.
Time to keep it PG.
Yes, it is. Rules of the game on Keep It PG. You can't repeat what someone else says. You got about 5 seconds to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll give you a little bit more, but 5 to 10 seconds to answer. And you have to keep it PG. We're going
right.
to go around the room. Leslie, you're going to kick us off.
Okay.
Okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a scenario,
yep.
and you come up, you just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
That's PG.
That's PG, right, Scotty. Okay, ready. Think of your worst, and play at home.
Yes,
if
please.
If you would like. Play yeah. along with us.
Yes.
Okay, think of your worst client or customer ever.
Yeah.
If you could tell them off right now, you'd say, go in blank. What?
Oh, keeping it PG, telling them off. Let's see. Go and stand in a barnyard with all of the animals.
Yeah. Ooh, good one. Creative.
Wow.
Isaiah. Think of your worst client or customer ever. Mm-hmm. If you could tell them off right now, you'd say, go and what?
Blank off.
I didn't say off. It's
oh, you didn't
go
say
and.
Off? You didn't say, oh.
Well, you said to keep it PG. So
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's why you looked at me this early.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Five,
go and.
Four, three, two.
Kick on a rock and.
Wow. Wow, that's intimidating. Go kick a rock.
Go kick a rock and stub your toe.
That's right.
All right, Scotty, if
say
you could
again.
Tell him off right now, your worst client or customer, mm-hmm. you'd say, go and what?
Lick a light socket.
Oh! Okay.
That's an interesting one.
I actually think the point should go to Isaiah because that was
oh, like
go
that
kick
one.
A rock.
Yeah, I was talking.
Okay, ready, Leslie? It's your turn again. Not your most proud moment, and probably something your parents would be shocked to find out. But when you were younger, without anyone knowing, mm-hmm. you secretly what?
Oh, wow.
Your dirty
now
little mind.
I have to just
mind.
Pick one?
Your
yeah,
dirty little mind.
Now you're battling on telling the truth or making something up.
Right, right. I secretly took everything from my brothers and sisters' best items and then blamed each other.
Oh, you little thief.
Are you a middle child?
I'm the baby.
Oh, yeah, that's typical baby behavior.
Exactly.
And she doesn't get in trouble because she's the baby.
Yeah, it gets away with everything.
Isaiah, not your most proud moment. Your parents would be devastated, shocked if they found out. But when you were younger, without anyone knowing, you secretly...
It's similar to her. I used, we had like these chores, and I used to secretly go and move the names around. And she would come home and say, "You have to wash the dishes." She's like, "I did it yesterday." I was like, "Not according to the chart."
Scotty?
I'm going to hop on the blame wagon. I actually... In the bathroom sink, underneath the bathroom sink was the cupboard.
Okay.
I was young. I didn't had no idea, but I found the most interesting toys, and I destroyed a box of my mom's tampons. I opened them all up. I'm pulling on the strings. I'm like, wee, like that.
Okay,
that's a very interesting toy.
And, I think Scotty was the points for that one.
And I blamed my brother John.
Oh, God.
As you should.
Okay, I think, Scotty, you win the points for that, because that visual right there, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's like, "Who did this?" Like, John.
Your mother was probably... That's an expensive box, the entire box?
Yeah, well, there was like four of them left.
Oh, whatever. Your poor
I know,
mother.
Was that gross?
Oh, my God. Okay, final one. Are you ready? Keeping it PG here on Spazano and Sandy. Play along at home if you'd like. You instantly get all hot and bothered whenever someone touches your... What? Leslie?
Neck. My neck.
Yes. Oh, okay, Leslie.
All right.
Isaiah, you instantly get all hot and bothered whenever someone touches your...
I don't think this is a PG question.
But you have to keep it PG.
You have to keep it PG.
I would say...
Besides that.
I wish you could see the
besides
look on
that,
his
besides
face.
That.
I would say there's like a spot in my back.
Oh. A spot in your back. Okay.
Wait, listen to even how he said it. There's He's a like, spot in my back.
There's a spot in my back.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay. Scotty, you instantly get all hot and bothered whenever someone touches your...
Lawnmower.
Oh, jeez.
You know what? I like that. I love that. Absolutely.
All right, if that's what you call it, keep it PG. Zeno and Sandy. We don't want to rev up your lawnmower.
That's okay. It's 989 to Buzz. Good morning.
It's out of gas. It's always out of gas.
Something smells suspicious in Penfield.
I wouldn't use the word suspicious.
All right, it's 99 to Buzz, Spazano and Sandy.
Smells stinky.
Yeah, Scott Spazano, Sandy Waters, and our live studio audience. We've got Leslie and Isaiah here. Hi, guys. Thanks for popping in. Are you having fun? Say yes, please.
Hello, yes. Scott, we're doing shots in the morning.
That's right. Wait, give a shout out to your business name. We haven't done that yet.
Yeah, straight on.
Yes.
This one, right here. Keep going. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yep. So I own the House of Myrick, and it is a property management, interior design, house flipping business. And we are actually located right around the corner here at 25 Browns Race. So
we're
in the block.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
right in the block here. Isaiah and I share that space.
Uh-huh.
And I have been in this field for about 10 years. And after doing it for other people, I decided it was time to do it for myself.
Oh, good for
that's
you.
That's awesome. That's
yeah,
so great.
So that's what I do.
Yeah. How about you, Isaiah?
I almost give a round of applause for that one.
Yeah.
So I am the founder, CEO, owner of Bellavati Studios.
Mm-hmm.
It is a multimedia production company.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we work with the community, the youth, through photography, music, art, fashion, you name it, anything
wow.
under the umbrella of entertainment. And we are located around the corner. So
with
like how you and I met through photography, that's one of the avenues that I do.
Yeah.
So I'm teaching the youth and community how to take photos and how to record themselves, mix, master.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a record producer at heart, and I sing professionally too.
Right.
So
I am
just bridging the gaps
and
creating generational wealth for my family and for families to come.
I
want to just merge
that
and just change the world through art.
I love this. Absolutely love this. Yeah, man.
Thank
you.
Well, thank you for coming in the studio and hanging out with us for Live Audience Thursday.
Anytime. Now that we know they live around the corner, they can come in anytime.
I know. We're like neighbors.
When Sandy's sick, you guys are coming in.
That's right.
Hey.
Very good.
Vice versa.
Okay, so we got to talk about Penfield. And now you used to live in Penfield, right, Leslie?
Yes, I did. I used to live right off of Penfield. Penfield Road.
If you could give Penfield a smell back in the day when you used to live there, what would it be like?
Oh, that's really interesting.
Because just the other day.
Let her answer it.
Yeah, I would say there's those trees that blossom in early spring that are like a pinkish color, not a cherry blossom, but they're like a honeysuckle.
Yeah,
that's what I would say Penfield smells like. Honeysuckle.
Well, no, I think it's a little different.
Yesterday it smelled like a big fart.
Yeah. It's funny because my wife texts me. She's like, my sister's neighbor. It's all over the place. What are you talking about? Where the smell? I'm like, what are you talking about? And we did some research and found out that...
Well, town officials explained it. Yes, because all the neighbors were calling the town saying, there is a nasty smell. Somebody, please, what is this smell? We're supposed to smell like
honeysuckles.
So anyhow, I guess there was a drilling operation in Penfield that led to a pocket of naturally occurring methane being struck, which led to the odor being released. And residents are told, don't worry, no risk to the public.
I was told that they're doing like a geothermal installation where you have to go down into the, where they use the earth's heat to heat your house or cool your house.
It's Pine Brook Circle.
Pine Brook Circle.
And the drilling crew is now working to mitigate the odor. And they say, it should go away in a couple days. You're fine.
Watch it be the largest methane deposit in North America.
I know.
We're so lucky.
What if you are
We are lucky because methane is flammable. So luckily it didn't go boom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you are that neighbor, probably a really nice neighbor. But if you are that neighbor and you know that you caused such a big fart smell in the town, what do we do at this point?
I don't know. It's going to go away. So really, you're like, sorry.
You get to send out I'm sorry baskets, don't you?
Right. There's not enough gift baskets to send out, though. No. I mean, you're going to run out.
What are we putting in the gift basket?
Right. Nose plugs for sure.
Right. Air fresheners.
Right.
Air fresheners.
The Christmas tree car air freshener.
Right.
Officials, they said in the article from Channel 10 said, the quote started with, it smells like burnt popcorn. Penfield neighbors complained a strong
burnt odor. Popcorn isn't bad. I was thinking it was, when you say methane, I thought it smelled like a fart. I didn't think burnt popcorn.
Here's the quote. Like burnt popcorn, badly burnt popcorn. Like, when you cook popcorn and you leave it in there for too long, it smells like that.
Oh, well, in the basket, we can also do fresh oxygen, like little fresh oxygen.
I thought you were going to say a pack of Orville Redenbacher microwave popcorn.
How about that, though? Poor Penfield. Like, they got this going on. They got the quarry thing still going on. That's being investigated where...
Oh, pickleball quarry? The Shadow Lake next to the pickleball? Yeah.
The that quarry. Joint? Did you heard that story?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No.
Leslie.
I know. Where have I been?
Are you living under a rock?
No.
So at the quarry, there was an incident where there was a blast, right? Because that's what they do there. But some of the rocks, boulders, flew beyond the blast zone and ended up at, Shadow Pines Park?
Yeah.
Some
hit the parking lot, some hit the pickleball court. Nobody got hurt, but its car did get kind of nailed with some rocks.
Thankfully, nobody got hurt. I mean, there were people there, and these big, ginormous rocks missed them. And it could have went...
And there wasn't a wild story that the aliens had dropped them from Earth
No, UFO, but it does indicate that pickleball is from the devil. They're trying to take it out. Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah.
So Penfield's having a rough time, rough few weeks. But don't worry, the air will freshen up.
Yeah, they say that. And I wanted to talk to my sister-in-law, but she doesn't want to go on the radio about it. I just want to know if the smell's still there today.
Why wouldn't she want to go on the air? She nervous her neighbor's going to get mad at her for going on the air and talking about it?
No, she's shy.
Oh,
some people are shy, unlike us.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I know. I'm curious. How long is it going to take? That's my worst fear. I think that's my biggest insecurity is the smell.
What do you mean?
Bad breath, smelly house. I don't know why. Is it anyone else's? Why are you looking at me like that? No one else is joining in on this.
No, you're just neurotic. Normal neurotic, Sandy.
I went from having a conversation with three people to having a conversation with zero.
We're just all staring at you.
Like, okay, no one else is in security? That's
fine. I made some, what did I make? Kind of like a curry chicken last night with turmeric and cumin and all that stuff.
Don't you?
I came down this morning, I'm like, man, I need a new kitchen. Yay! 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy with you. How are you? It's Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, live studio audience. We've got Leslie and Isaiah in here hanging out. We found we're neighbors. That we found that we're around the corner neighbors.
Oh, right. And yeah. working neighbors.
Yeah,
I was like, wait a minute. I didn't hear that. Did I miss that conversation? Do you live in Webster? No. Oh, okay.
High Falls, the beautiful Browns Race area. It is so beautiful around here. Isn't it? I mean, it's just so nice.
It's a gem that a lot of Rochesterians don't know about.
I know.
If I could be the mayor of High Falls, mm-hmm. I would. I'm such a nerd, a geek about this area. You know, this is where it all started. Like, back in the day, in the early 1800s,
yeah. I mean,
there was one of our original founders who literally got lost in a canoe mm-hmm. and landed right here at the falls.
Really?
Yep.
And he got out of, he goes, well, listen, it's either die or I get out of the canoe.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's call it Rochester.
Exactly. And, you know, he couldn't keep going because he'd have to go up the falls. So he's like, well, I'll just make it my home right here on Brown's Race. He was one of the Browns brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
I
yep.
didn't know
a
that
little
story.
Very cool. Love that. I love that. And when they fix the area up and they put, remember the centers at High Falls? Remember the centers, the nightclub and all the nightlife and stuff and Jillian's across the street here? That was so great. It was so vibrant.
I do miss Jillian's.
Well, Isaiah and I secretly, not so secretly, we really like this vacant spot right here that was the tile company.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we went to, we went to view it. We have big plans for it. So I think we should come back on in about 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And we'll talk about what we've done with that space.
Okay, that's a deal.
What are you doing? Give us, that's it. That's all you're going to give us,
that was, that was the back end, back patio of where Jillian's used to be, right?
All I'm going to say is it's going to be a place that you don't want to not come to.
Ooh. Oh. Can we come across the street and hang and then come back to work here again? Is it one of those type of vibes?
You're asking for a lot there. But
okay,
all right.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I love it.
Well, we appreciate you coming in the studio and hanging out with us.
Anytime, okay, guys? Anytime.
I like how Isaiah, like, you know, I tend to be like, always constantly, and Isaiah just mellows you out.
Yeah, he does.
Just
yeah,
listen.
He does.
Do you ever get angry? Do you ever get tightly wound or anything?
That's the question everyone asks. That's like, I want to hear you yell.
I don't yell.
No. He's mellow.
Don't.
He hasn't had a carbonated beverage since he was 14.
Was that?
Well, I haven't had a carbonated beverage until
Until today. Until we did shots.
I want to be that person. I hear so many people like, I don't yell. I just don't yell.
Yeah.
How?
It's a lot
How
of...
How do you not? You don't have kids. That's what it is.
I have a six-year-old. He just turned six on Tuesday.
Darn it. You even have kids? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a lot of inner work.
Yeah.
And I find it being more of the emotional intelligent side. Mm-hmm. You have to learn what triggers you and what doesn't trigger you. And sometimes people will trigger you in ways just to get a reaction, but you have to...
You have to make a conscious decision whether you're going to react or
what
not.
What we tend to do is we react emotionally,
mm-hmm.
right? Yep. But instead of reacting emotionally, we need to sit down, assess the situation, think about it, and then be logical about it.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't yell often.
So you pretty much just said you yell a lot, you're dumb. Because you
to me.
If that's how you want to take
it. Because you're like, it's the emotional side, okay?
Yeah, it's so the crazy Italian
in
you.
It's the intellectual side.
No, but you know, everyone has it in them. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't yell at all. I mean, my voice can go up a few decibels, but I speak so soft, so I don't really see myself yelling.
Yeah, you're very soft.
Okay,
you're
next time I get frustrated and I want to just lash out, I'm just going to think of you.
No, you just go around the corner, go and find Isaiah and touch that one spot in his back that really does something to him.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get some energy off that. All right, you guys, we got to take a quick break. The commercial-free 98's coming up.
Got a story Spisano and Sandy need to hear?
Leave them a quick voice message right now.
Open the Odyssey app,
search 98.9 The Buzz and hit the little microphone.
Odyssey. AUDACY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.